8:35, okay, we need to go back and revisit something that we really let slide this morning, and it's my fault. In fact, Chase and I talked about this during Cat's News.
Uh-oh.
After you had mentioned it, and we never went back to visit it. We were discussing toaster ovens, of course. You, I don't know, just kind of in a every woman type feel said, well, sure, I love toast with beans on it.
Sounds very British.
And we kind of got sidetracked. That never happens. With pork and beans and a little glob of goo that's in the top of it and why it's always there. But anyway, tell us, yes, how did we get to the point where it's, I mean, I just kind of want to understand, you put the toast, you put that Mrs. Baird bread in there, you know, it's all nice and gooey and, well, it is. I mean, you put it in your hand, you make a fist and you end up with a glob of wet dough. So
I like whole wheat bread.
Okay, all right, let's go with whole wheat then. All right, so you put that in the toaster oven. Now, do you flip it over or you just toast one side?
Well, a toaster oven toasts both sides.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to flip it over.
Okay. I haven't used a toaster oven in a while, in case you haven't noticed. Anyway, all right, so then you take the toast out. Is that one piece of whole wheat or two?
Oh, one piece.
Okay, and so then you take that out, you put it on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you got your beans.
Yes.
Now, your beans of choice would be?
Just like baked beans.
Okay. And again, you've made them or you get them out of the can.
Yep.
And then you just, what do you do?
You just heat them up, put them on there. I actually started eating beans on toast because in college I read an Irish study about that students who ate beans on toast performed better on their test.
So is that why you started?
Yes, but I think they eat beans on toast all over the British Isles because when I was there, that is what, I mean, that's part of a genuine English breakfast. Something else that I really like on toast is you toast it.
Well, no.
I think we've moved on from beans.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
We're not done. We have
still
time.
23 minutes left in the show.
That's right. So now you got this on your Dixie plate, your little paper plate there.
I use real dishes.
Okay, fine, whatever. All right, so then.
I'm not that destitute.
Now, how do you eat it? I mean, do you use a knife and a fork, or do you just pick it up and
you do the fork?
You pick it up,
you insert it in your mouth, and you chew it.
Okay, all right. That's well, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was a formal type thing or whatever.
I suppose you could eat it with a fork and knife if you wanted to.
Well, I mean, it's just it's not that's the grossest thing I've heard people put on a piece of bread or toast. I mean, obviously.
Oh, you're so kind.
It was just a little different. That's all. It's just a little different. All right, so then you're about to tell us about something else.
I got to say, I mean, it doesn't sound so bad in the evening or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to sit down and have that at breakfast.
I don't either. I don't think I want to go there at breakfast.
Well, it's part of the traditional, the full English breakfast. You have a cup of tea, you have beans, toast, sausage, which is, their sausage is different from our sausage.
Oh, man, you ain't wrong.
Bacon,
there.
Bacon, eggs, sautéed mushrooms, fried tomatoes, and I'm trying to think if there's anything. Did I say eggs already?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping you don't have to be in an enclosed space with someone for any length of time after consuming all of that for breakfast.
Well, and the other thing, I'm just going to say.
That's just for special occasions.
I mean, we all know that sometimes we don't want to know what's in sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just want to enjoy
the
flavor.
Do they not use a very fine grind? I mean, is it?
Oh, no, this is good. They have lots of different kinds of sausage. Actually, while I was over there, I got a craving for German bratwurst.
Uh-huh.
So I tried a lot of different sausages, but they were not the same as American sausage or German sausage.
Because you know what? I'm just going to say Jimmy Dean never made woodchuck sausage. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
All right, so what else do you
like?
There's
a whole new meaning to the term groundhog.
Yes,
though.
It does.
Oh,
so
gross.
What do you want
on,
what else you like on toast sides beans?
Oh, well, something else you can do that makes toast really yummy is you get your toast, spread just a little bit of butter. Meanwhile, while your toast is did that out of order. Put your toast in the toaster. Then you can fill up like a 2-cup thing of water, heat it up in the microwave.
Okay.
And then when that's boiling, you crack an egg in there. Then you, by the time the egg is done, which you know, maybe 40 seconds or something, because I like the yellow goo, you drain it with one of those slotted spoons, and then you spread a little bit of butter on your toast so it won't turn soggy, and then just dump the egg on there.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Poached egg kind of thing.
Oh, it's good, but it's fast in the microwave.
Yeah.
So.
Of course, you didn't even mention clotted cream. Chase, you ever had any clotted cream?
No.
That'd make you look like the old Chase again. I'm just saying.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. And not bad.
Clotted cream is interesting.
Yeah.
It's very stringy.
Yeah, but it's tasty. Yeah, all right. All right, Arrested Development. Yes, go ahead.
Show Observer asked the question. In the military, do they call beans on toast toot on a shingle?
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard other words for, the similar terms for beef chips on toast.
Yes, that's true. And that's what they were referencing is maybe
yes,
if it wasn't quite to that point.
That's the old military term. It's called SOS.
And yeah.
We can't say the S on the radio.
No, best not to. So that.
But
was
that funny. My dad used to make that for breakfast. I loved that.
Beef really? Chips on toast?
Well, this wasn't beef tips. He just used ground meat.
Oh, okay.
But it's ground meat and gravy, and you put it on toast.
Right.
And well, that's similar to, like, biscuits with gravy.
Was it with that white gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like sausage
like homemade
gravy?
Cream gravy.
Oh, yeah. Paula Deen. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
It just sounded like something Paula Deen would make.
I know, that's right. Take about 12 of you to make one of her, but anyway, that's fine.
Oh.
Arrested Development.
No, she's dropped some weight.
Oh, that's
now.
Right, she has.
Now, y'all, yeah, quit picking on Paula, y'all. Right.
Yeah. I like
Paula y'all. Deen. She doesn't just come in and grab a stick of butter and start eating it, y'all.
No, she fries the stick of butter.
Well, no, she's had to lose some weight since she found out she had the type 2.
Right.
So she got that beetus.
I was gonna say she got the beetus.
Got the beetus.
Aww. Anyhow, she's gonna be at the Houston Fat Food Fair. And you know the thing is, it costs like $100, and you're getting in there, and there's like 16,000 people to see her. You know, it's like.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to go and, you know, have some FaceTime with
it's
her or anything like that.
Joel Osteen's got to give up his church so she can come in there and do a cooking show.
Not touching that one.
I'd go watch it. Sounds like fun.
Hello.
Hi. I was listening to the Beans on Toast.
Yes.
Yes, and I completely agree. I grew up in England as well, and it's not just any kind of beans. It's Heinz. It's Heinz canned beans.
Okay.
And it has a blue wrapper on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a tomato sauce that the beans are in.
You still do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you?
It's good.
Now,
yes.
I know there's one grocery store here locally that does those Heinz blue beans. Is that where you get them, or you get them from someplace else?
No, that is where I get them, yes.
Got it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Where do you get the Heinz blue beans?
I especially appreciate it. It's nice to have someone agree with me. I'm with all these men on here.
No, that is not. It's not a sexist deal at all.
Yeah, really? Kind of why you got to bring gender into it?
You're doing a weird European thing on us. That's what that is.
Okay.
That's nothing but weird European
stuff. Anything. It's not sexist as much as it may be xenophobic or something like that.
Hello.
Listen, you got to be more specific when you start these things.
Yeah.
I had a can of green beans out here, and they were on the toast, and it just wasn't working out.
See?
Now, that does sound a little bit gross.
We do have to be a little more detailed when we go into that kind of thing. I would agree. Well, it's dang juice. Get it, probably. It's soggy by the time it gets there. Now, did he say canned or did he use frozen?
No, he said canned.
Okay, because you could do the frozen.
Well, you do the frozen ones, pop those in the microwave, and do a little steam action.
Yeah. Still, it tastes like crap, but it's, you know.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I believe Here Everything's Better is where you can find those blue beans.
Because I've looked, and I haven't looked. I haven't, you know.
Yeah.
Just didn't know.
Once again, that and I forget there's that other place over there by Bed Bath & Beyond that has weird food from other countries. Makes you look at
it's called World Market.
That's the one. You look at that, you go, what the hell are those people saying?
They eat that, huh?
Pay for it, do they?
That's considered candy over there.
Yeah, they like it just fine.
You can,
all right.
You can keep your grasshoppers. So. Yeah.
Well, they don't have the kind in chocolate. They're just covered in caramel over there.
No.
Arrested Development fans could get a few more episodes than they were planning when the show hits Netflix next spring. Although a spokesperson says there will be at least 10 episodes in the works, David Cross, if you know him.
That's Tobias Funke.
Yes, it is. We don't need to continue. Anything else said about him would be really uncomfortable on the radio. Tells Rolling Stone magazine it'll be more like 13 episodes. There will be so many story threads you'll have to watch each episode more than once. Well, of course, he'd say something like that. So there you go. And if... Kat, have you seen Arrested Development?
I have not. I've only heard other people talk about it.
Not a bad show. I never watched it. Clip Howard used to hammer me about that, and then Chase did, and I finally found it. And yeah, it's different. Not for everybody, that's for sure, but it's different. All right, here's something that Facebook has only made worse, our obsession with our first love. A new survey found 1 in 5 would like to get back together with their first love. And get this, 21% of those, like one in five, say they're secretly planning a reunion with their first sweetheart.
Hmm.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you once again, Facebook.
Are they single?
Well, I don't know. See, yeah, I mean, do we even want to even go there? Men are more likely than women to make this happen, 24% admitting they still lust after an ex. So glad Facebook can chip away at the you know, societal setups as we have. Oh, we were talking about corn a minute ago. I should have found this. University of Illinois students at Urbana set a new corn husking record.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Don't we have to say, like, 19, home.
Oh, Illinois, see, because that's a real school.
It's obscure college.
Oh,
yeah. And
sorry.
Generally speaking, certainly foreign ones.
Yeah, well, good point, though. I appreciate you trying. You're picking
I'll
up
try
on
again.
That. Well, that's done. That's cool. That's all right.
Because that's a Big Ten school.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're a major university.
That's the fighting Illini.
Yeah. I will tell you that if you want to hear a real quick story about Illinois, I was up there for a football game when Illinois was playing Baylor, okay?
Oh.
And we were... I know it's shocking. We were in the bar, and so the you know, the guy behind the playing the little organ and singing song. Hey, okay, so the bar, the
Bill Murray.
That's it. The Illini. Yeah, very much like that.
Star
so
Wars.
So the Illini.
Well, it's Groundhog Day again.
So the Illini are going to be playing the Baylor Bears tomorrow. Does anybody know where Baylor is? Hey, raise your hand if you know where Baylor is.
You raised your hand, didn't you?
I didn't know.
Oh.
But the guy from the Waco Tribune, Harold, did.
Oh.
And we opened the paper.
Wasn't Dave Campbell, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, we opened the Tribune, Harold, we opened the whatever the Urbana, Champaign-Urbana paper was, and all they can talk about is how the Illini will be playing Texas A&M the next week.
Huh.
They did, really. It's Texas A&M this week, next week, and Baylor today is da-da-da-da-da-da.
So who won?
Baylor.
There you go.
Yeah, they did. And then A&M just whooped them really badly the next week. So, and I think that guy lost his job after that. Anyway, so you got that going on. Corn husking, here we go, set a new record on Friday with nearly 3,500 participants simultaneously husking. A Guinness record of representative was on hand to verify. The previous record had been fewer than 400 people on hand.
You know, that's really throwing down the gauntlet with your new Big Ten friend just to the west.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of Nebraska.
Nebraska, that's right. But, I mean, I guess what they did is they looked at a record that they really felt like they could comfortably challenge and win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember...
We got 3,500 people with nothing else to do.
That's right. Then they're in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. Why would they want to be there? Boy, if they did this last week, that's before school started, right?
Yeah.
So they had to get all those kids in there. And,
well, assuming they started today, but
yeah, if that's the case, and but I mean that was one that somebody went and found. They said we can slam this record and probably own it for a little while. So good for them. They each got a corn husk. How do you do that? You get 3,500 people standing on the football field and
everybody gets one, three, two, one,
you know.
Go.
And then what happened to all the husks?
Cause
you got,
there was a mess.
Yeah, it was.
When
what
you buy
to the
a
corn?
Certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just drive it. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
It's that time again, the 6th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in downtown Bryan. Save the date, October 12th and 13th. Enjoy steak, wine, music, and fun in downtown Bryan. Save the date for October 12th and 13th, TexasRedsFestival.com.
Hey, don't forget Amish Furniture for Generations. Their new building is almost ready. Amish Furniture is in their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger. The new showroom is almost complete, so if you've been looking for maybe that perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, now is the time for you to choose. They've got a big selection available, and if you order right now, you can get your custom-built table and chairs in by Thanksgiving and save 10% on your custom order. And, of course, as we've talked about before, you buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations differently than any place out. It's because these are handcrafted, bench-built by Amish craftsmen out of solid wood, and can be built to your specifications. You can get the kind of wood that you want, the kind of stain that you want, finish that you want. All of that can be yours. And remember, right now, save 10% on your custom order, and you'll still have that table for Thanksgiving and that holiday and holidays and holidays and holidays to go. Because, you know, the name of the company is Amish Furniture for Generations, and it is hand-built furniture built to last for generations. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck and give Ken a call. It's 260-5050, Amish Furniture for Generations. 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. We had the Air Guitar World Championships going on Friday. American Justin Nordic Thunder Howard convinced both judges and audience at the 17th Air Guitar World Championship Final in Oulu, Finland. And he is the world's best air musician. Second time was the charm for Nordic Thunder, who competed at the World Finals as U.S. champion in 2011. Matt Aristotle Burns came in second.
Mm-hmm.
He's also from U.S. America. Third was Tremolo Theon DeJong, finishing third. So,
what country was he from?
Well, that's probably over there. Dutch, probably. Somewhere like that. Got that happening. It's air guitar. Did you ever play air guitar in school? Cat.
I didn't know if you're talking to
Chase. Oh, yeah. No, I was talking to you.
He's already asked me that question.
Yeah, no, I did not play air. Well, I didn't play air guitar, but I did. If I was thinking about a song I play on the real guitar, mm-hmm. I did move my fingers
when
I was bored during class.
So we can know more about him. Justin and his leather tunic finished with a score of 34.6, and he narrowly beat out Matt Burns. From Justin's point of view, he said, "I feel amazing. I feel like crying and laughing and hugging." Yeah, okay, fine. So what did Howard do to win, giving such an amazing performance?
Yeah, how do you judge air guitar?
Well, he gets a real guitar, by the way. No word on whether he actually knows how to play it or not, but he practices on a real guitar, and I guess that kind of gives him the feel for it. Air guitar. Man in Nepal was bitten by a deadly cobra, so he fought back. Muhammad Salum Mia of Kathmandu bit the snake back, killing the reptile on the spot.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He said, "I could have killed it with a stick, but bit it with my teeth instead because I was angry."
I'll say.
Later treated for the snake bite at a local hospital, doing fine. Police say he won't be charged with killing the snake because the reptile is not among the snake species listed as endangered. So if it's a poisonous snake and it bites you and you kill it, you get in trouble?
It's a weird place, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Turns out an Idaho woman who vanished overnight had actually just gone for a swim in a local river while sleepwalking.
Was she wearing a mermaid costume?
No. 31-year-old woman. The newspaper is the Magic Valley Times News.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Magic Valley.
That sounds
That's
fun.
That's right. I'd like to live there.
Well, sure. I guess so. Here's some mushrooms. 31-year-old lady from the town of Burley was reported missing by her husband, who woke up and noticed she was gone. That would mean she's missing. She left the house barefoot, wearing jammies. The husband also found a sliding glass door was wide open. Deputies found her a quarter of a mile downstream on the banks of the Snake River. Says that she was safe but disoriented and soaking wet. has a history of sleepwalking. This is the first time she's gone for a sleep swim. There you go. All right, so now you keep aspirin on hand for pain relief, right? Maybe for heart health as well. Other reasons for you to use aspirin? Keep cut flowers fresh longer by dissolving an aspirin in warm water in the vase.
Oh.
Aspirin helps the flowers to soak the water further up the stem. Okay. Also, rub aspirin on a bug bite to relieve the itching.
Really?
Just dampen the bite first, yeah.
I was going to say, if you're dry aspirin on a bite, that might, yeah.
Yeah, it itches it. Aspirin can remove food, grass, and rust stains. Crush a few tablets, dissolve them in hot water, then you rub the mixture right over the stains. And if you have dandruff, crush up two aspirins and mix with your blob of shampoo that you're going to use. Work it into your hair. Let it sit there for a few minutes before rinsing it out. And
few minutes?
You can use mouthwash on dandruff, because dandruff is caused by a fungus, and the mouthwash, it affects the pH on your head.
And your scalp is minty fresh.
Yeah.
Hey, smell that? Okay. So now if you're tempted to cut somebody off in traffic, you might want to reconsider, because if it's a woman behind the wheel, according to a recent Harris poll,
she's on the phone.
More women are prone to road rage than men.
Well,
y'all have wrestled that title away from us. 61% of the female respondents admitted experiencing road rage, or double R.
Well, that doesn't, is road rage just when you're mad, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I think generally now road rage would mean that you act out in some way.
Well, all I know is that it seems to be more often a man when all I want to do is just use my cruise control. If I pass by you because you're going slow, it's just because I don't want to put my foot on the brake. But it more often is a man than a woman who will speed up like it's a contest. He's like, well, now that you're trying to go the speed limit, I'm going to speed up so you can't go around. Or they'll come and then cut in front of me and drive slower than I'm driving.
Yeah.
I just want my cruise control. It's no offense.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, road rage when I was a kid was when you made your parents mad and you were in the back seat.
Amen.
That's right.
Reach on, brother.
The big hand reaches back to the back seat.
Yep.
Mr. Smacky Hand.
I always knew that if the car stopped, it was pretty much over.
Yeah, now that's true.
You're done.
Stopping the car is not a good thing.
If it got to the point where the car was pulled over on the side of the road, there was some violence about to be visited upon me.
Well, but now why was it you? You're not an only child, so why was it only on you? Were you always the problem?
I was going to say, who do you think little Hellraiser was?
I was going to say,
even if you're not the biggest, I got spanked the most because I was the loudest.
You?
Uh-huh.
Shocking.
Between two boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so even if it's not your fault, if you're the loudest, you better shut up, because otherwise you're going to get the one to smack.
Well, it is.
Scott, you paying attention there?
Lesson learned. What, the loudest?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I move fast. Not really.
Cat-like reflex.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
He drives his own car, so he didn't have to worry.
That's
about.
Also true. I could turn around and yell at myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On this date in history, we already knew that Lyndon Johnson was born near Stonewall, Texas. We knew that. So anyway, you got? Do you have a minute and a half worth of stuff to
fill with? Actually, I do, because I got a bizarre story.
All right.
Mitt Romney's going to have Journey play at an event during the Republican National Convention.
Really?
$500,000. And of course, Journey no longer means Steve Perry, but still. Journey is Journey.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good payday.
Friday is going to be Robin Roberts' last day on Good Morning America. She is going to undergo bone marrow transplant surgery. Of course, she was diagnosed with cancer, and so this is to allow her to undergo treatment. Mm-hmm. And the bizarre story that I have is a guy by the name of Brian Mulligan. He is the managing director and vice chairman of media for Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
Beaten to a...